This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. A 13-year-old trans girl in Melbourne has confronted Prime Minister Scott Morrison on television, following his recent comments about teachers trained in supporting trans kids. Morrison, who in the past week has said he sends his children to a private school to avoid safe schools, came under fire by the LGBTI community again after dismissing teachers trained in trans inclusion as gender whisperers. In an interview with The Project, Morrison was shown a video message by Evie McDonald, a young trans advocate who criticised his recent social media comments around trans youth. She said, "We get one childhood, and mine was stolen from me by attitudes like this." Anti-marriage equality Senator Erica Betts has called the Australian Tax Office's new LGBTI employee benchmark nonsense and condescending. The ATO set a benchmark of 3% LGBTI employees to ensure workers feel comfortable coming out at work. Abetz said it would be one thing to make it workplaces more accepting, but labelled the plan a move to introduce sexuality quotas. An ATO spokesperson clarified that the policy would have no bearing on recruitment. The man who vandalised the beloved George Michael mural in Sydney has been sentenced to 300 hours of community service and handed a $14,000 fine. Ben Gittany was convicted of malicious damage in July after covering the artwork in black paint following the postal survey last year. The mural, which was painted by artist Scott Marsh and depicts Michael as a saint, was also pelted with eggs and graffitied with slurs during the survey period. A new emergency services support network was launched in Tasmania recently to mark Wear It Purple Day. The network was established to help support police, fire and ambulance staff and volunteers who identify as LGBTI. Commissioner Darren Hines said that Tasmania's emergency services were proud employers of people of all genders and sexual orientations. New research into how companies' support of the LGBTI community is perceived has been released, showing that LGBTI people want brands doing more than just sponsoring pride events. The survey, released by YouGov, was conducted in response to the presence of over 400 companies sponsoring or paying to be involved with pride events. 59% of LGBTI people said they would view a brand more positively for using rainbow flag imagery, while 65% said sponsoring a pride event would change their perception of a brand for the better. India's Supreme Court has decriminalised homosexuality in what is being described as the largest scale victory for gay rights in history. The ruling overturned a judgment from 2013 which upheld colonial era law, known as Section 377, which categorised gay sex as an unnatural offence. Campaigners in India have been fighting for decriminalisation for years, with observers outside the court cheering and bursting into tears as the verdict was delivered. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Two LGBT stars have faced off in the WNBA finals this year. Washington Mystics player Elena Deldon led her side to its first ever finals appearance to meet Seattle Storm's experienced veteran and champion Sue Bird. Deldon came out publicly before the 2016 Olympics where she won gold, and Bird came out last year and is dating soccer star Megan Rapinoe. Former pro tennis player James Blake has made a video with some advice on how current tennis players and the ATP Tour can become more welcoming for gay athletes. Blake says the best way to be an ally to players is by being inclusive, whether or not you agree with their thoughts or lifestyles. The recording was made for last month's pre-US Open event, Open Playbook, being queer and out in pro tennis.
Let them know that it is a safe place, that the ATP Tour can be very tough when you're on the court, but hopefully off the court can be a very helpful community, can be like a fraternity that is inclusive to all.
And finally, the organist for the Atlanta Braves baseball team has sent a pointed message to anti-gay Chicago Cubs player Daniel Murphy during their last game. In 2015, Murphy said he disagreed with gay player Billy Bean's lifestyle, so organist Matthew Kaminsky used a theme of love and inclusion while Murphy was batting, playing songs like the transgender-themed Lola and Lady Gaga's Born This Way. Murphy didn't get a hit in the game and Twitter lit up with praise for the organist.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.